Beers with Chad.
Hey everybody, what's up? Chad Wesley Smith here. It's 10 a.m., but this is Beers with Chad, and since it's the morning, I can only say that this Modern Times Suggestion of Mass Mocha Latte Edition, it's the only beer I have that could possibly be acceptable for 10 a.m. We have a collaboration with Jay Wakefield Brewing, and this is, where did it say? Well, anyway, okay, here we go. Imperial Stout with cocoa, coffee, and vanilla added, and bourbon barrel aged. Nothing like a bourbon barrel aged coffee stout for 10 a.m. after you just finished watching Thor Bjornsson deadlift 501 kilos. So I want to give you my thoughts on that. Cheers, fine people. All right, so first off, let's talk the lift. Huge congratulations to Thor Bjornsson. World record. Does it need to be an official world record? I think that needs to be an official competition. This is more a Guinness Book of World Records type of world record, though more official than that because they really have no fucking standards for what they do. Clearly the plates weighed what they weighed. The lift was good, no problem. To compare it to Eddie Hall's 500, I think Eddie Hall did 500 better than Thor's 501 in terms of that discussion that they were having with Sebastian Oreb right before. I think Eddie's was a smoother lift. But what I want to talk about more is the live stream, is the event. Okay, so all of this is with, I'm not going to say this 10 times throughout, but okay, it's pandemic, they can't be flying ESPN crews out there, rogue crews out there, whatever. All that stuff aside, the live stream was so badly done and such a missed opportunity for strength sports. And that's why I'm so frustrated by what I just watched. It was, it was classic. Like the lift is fantastic, but the way that the live stream is done, let's just start from the beginning. The Icelandic announcer, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, is a terrible announcer. He seemed like he was asleep, like he was whispering the whole thing. That was awful. Lawrence Chalet did a pretty good job. It's a difficult thing. I mean, I've done live streams, over Zoom and Skype and that kind of thing. And it's tough to have a good back and forth when you're not, face to face with the person. If you can't kind of, tap them on the leg, give them like a look, it's hard to know when to come in. So that was tough. But the Icelandic guy was just, he was terrible. He was there. He had no energy. He was awful. One of my biggest gripes with the whole thing is we got through 50 minutes of it or 45 minutes of it before they said the word kilograms, before they said 501 kilos, which is 1,104 pounds. So right away, you're losing the effect of it on such a big part of the potential audience, Americans. I know what 501 kilos is. I know what they're talking about, obviously, but the people who are just flipping on ESPN, this is the most captive audience you could have, literally captive in their own homes, starving for some kind of sports to watch. That's why 55 million people watched the NFL draft last weekend. You're going to get those people who are just watching, for the sake of watching, and they hear 501 and you see calibrated plates and it's not that wide and big looking. And you think like 501 pounds, it's Americans' inclination to think that it's pounds first. And for them to just switch off or to not be impressed or to miss it when finally 45 minutes in, they say kilograms and it's 1,104 pounds. Mind you that when they were actually showing it on the screen on ESPN, I can't speak to the rogue live stream of this, they were cutting off part that like it wasn't sized right to the frame. Like if this was what they were shooting, it was displaying like this, So the 501 and the start of the conversion was cut off of the screen. So awful, awful job there. They were just saying 400, 420, 460, 465, 500 with no context. That was terrible. To the person who said you disagree 1,000%, this was more exposure. Yeah, it was exposure of how shitty a job that they were doing and that they'll never watch again. Because the opportunity was great, but it was squandered. Yes, it's logical that it's 465 kilos when you know what the fuck they're talking about. USA is one of the few countries that use pounds, and they're the country who's going to buy the most of this stuff. It's not fucking hard to say 501 kilos. 501 kilos, even if they didn't convert it to pounds. All right, I'm done with your guys' comments because you have no fucking idea what you're talking about. The announcer was terrible. Such squandered opportunities there. You have this long event, which they knew was coming for weeks, to not pre-record interviews with Thor about this moment, about his training, for it to use clips that they have for that to fill some of that dead time instead of just this very, very boring conversation between Lawrence and the announcer and some of Magnus. You know, that's another wasted opportunity. A television show is a story. You have to tell the story. You have to tell the story. The story needs characters. The character of Thor Bjornsson was not well developed in this. A little bit, you know, before from SportsCenter when they replayed the E60, that was a little bit of it done, but the live stream itself was not developing the character of Thor Bjornsson. Who is he? Who is he beyond this huge person who's about to lift 501 somethings? Pre-record a couple interviews with him. Pre-record something with his coach, Sebastian Oreb. You know, Sebastian has cameras and at least an iPhone where they could have had it, just given him a list of questions and be like, hey, Sebastian, answer these questions for us, shooting it with your iPhone, you know, in high definition, rather than let's just record this Zoom call being shot up his nose. Like, if this is what, hey guys, Beers with Chad here, you don't fucking want to listen to that because it's terribly done. I'm excited to watch the lifting. Of course, I'm a huge fan of lifting and have been for decades, but they missed such a great opportunity to grow strength sports and grow the potential fandom of strength sports. And one of the very, very few, if not only opportunities, I mean, besides when Julius Maddox tries to bench 800 next weekend or whenever that is, it's such a squandered opportunity that they could have shown ESPN in this moment, hey, a ton of people want to watch this and we can produce something effectively that you want to show. And in my opinion, that was a hugely squandered opportunity. They didn't develop the character of Thor. They didn't talk about, you know, what didn't talk enough. They did make mention of it, but they didn't show, like, this is the previous record. This is Eddie Hall. He did 500 kilos. Eddie and Thor have this rivalry back and forth over World's Strongest Man, over deadlifting, over social media, over all this shit talking, going back and forth, and develop that rivalry to, again, tell the story and create the characters. A television show is a story which needs characters to be told. That would have added to the effect of it so much. The camera work, this is, I can give, you know, more benefit of the doubt on this because, you know, it's quarantine and they've got to make do with what they've got there. But even like the main shot of his deadlifting, you've got the backdrop and stuff behind it with the sponsors, but the shot is too wide where you know, you're seeing part of the ref's back. You're seeing, you know, back behind the platform and the backdrop. Like, you're missing the money shot of this thing, of it being framed perfectly, you know, with Thor and the white background and the plates and all of that. It's just, it was very difficult to watch as someone who wanted it to be done great, and it just wasn't, and it's easily fixable things, and it pains me or worries me to think that strength sports, you know, strongman, powerlifting, weightlifting, which could be made into, you know, interesting shows to be put on TV, just squandered their greatest opportunity. It's to just get a better announcer, like that guy was bad, to, you know, do a little bit of pre-interviews that you can show in between these 15 minutes between the lifts. They knew that that was going to be the time constraints to fill that time with something that's valuable to the viewer, to telling the story. It's frustrating to me to for that not to be done better. You know, CrossFit does a great job of this, both in the CrossFit Games and in their Netflix documentaries. Hopefully there was a lot of filming, you know, behind the scenes type of footage that Rogue is going to take and make into like a very well done documentary piece about this. And there was hundreds of thousands of people watching. Even when I first turned it on, you know, right at 9 o'clock, there was 180 some thousand on the Rogue live stream. So there were so many people watching. I just wish it was such a better chance. The this guy, Aaron West 25, you're a fucking moron. It was such a squandered opportunity to do a better job, to showcase a fantastic athlete, an incredible accomplishment, and it just wasn't done justice, and the opportunity was not seized to make this as great a moment as it could have been for the strength sports community. So with all that said, congratulations to Thor on an incredible lift. Should it count as an official world record? I think it would be fine for it to count as an official world record, because so much of these strongman world records are really, they're so different from place to place. Anyways, as you get onto, you know, different bars, different yokes, different types of farmers, like where do you really draw the line? Is what is a world record? There's not a lot of standardization there. Anyways, it does need to be, I think, in an official competition, but he lifted the weight and we knew that's what it weighed. So would it be way cooler if it's head to head and all that stuff? Yes. Is that going to happen in the future? I'm sure that it's going to be attempted, and he's going to, you know, try and push it up to 520 kilos or something even more remarkable. Those are my thoughts. I wish that it would have been presented better. I wish that strength sports could have seized this massive opportunity to show them how well we can produce something, how interesting it could be, how interesting the characters involved could be. So that's that. Congratulations here. This was Beers with Chad. Juggernaut Apparel sale going on right now,